One of my favorite people is Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, Democrat, Connecticut's 5th District, and a very bright person and a very sensitive person. First of all, from all of us, our condolences on the loss of your father-in-law. I wouldn't mention that, except that there's a huge movement sweeping America about the care and the pain and suffering of the elderly and whether they should be allowed to end life if they wanted to. I don't know where you are on that one.
Well, I'll tell you, we've just gone through. My father-in-law, John Esty, died just last week at 87 years old. I've known him since 1978, so a very long time, like a second father to me. But there are real challenges. I think we have medicalized the end of life in ways that don't always respect the dignity of families and the caring part. Put it this way, Alan, there's a lot of medical and not a lot of care for our senior citizens. And it's something, having just gone through this, with it being very fresh, but also with my father 10 years ago, I think as a country we need to think better about the role the medical community plays in helping us think through what is most respectful and what people really want, as opposed to just pull out all the stops. We've got to postpone death at all costs. So it's probably too fresh for me to get beyond that right now, but it is kind of stunning how when you think you've thought through things, they take on a life of their own at the end.
Let me probe just a little bit, if you don't mind terribly, and that is, what's the difference between medical is you give somebody, you know, all the medical treatment. The care is what remains a little undefined for me.
Well, I think, for example, lots of, and I've helped open a wonderful new hospice facility in Danbury, Connecticut, and one of the challenges in our country is that we typically have not allowed hospice, people who are in hospice, to also be getting treatment at the same time, so you've had to choose one or the other. And that's something that probably should change, and fortunately, Health and Human Services has got a experimental trial project on right now, and one of our facilities in the 5th District in Danbury is part of that trial to see if, in fact, we can confirm results, tentative ones that have shown that actually people who are in hospice getting treatment live longer and have higher quality of life. And I think that's probably right if we're focused a little bit more on comfort for the person at end of life and support for the family, and that needs to be a higher priority than it has been. But you shouldn't have to choose between care and support for the family and getting any treatment whatsoever. And that's been the traditional choice people have had to make in the United States.
Now, what about the right to end your life?
Well, I don't want to get into that today. It's
sure, of course, of course.
And that's hotly contested, and, you know, I'm not sure. I have very mixed feelings about that whole topic.
I mean, you know, the whole idea of you don't want to push mama from the train.
Absolutely not. But I do think, again, there's a lot we can and should do that really deals with more holistic care for people. And that makes sense, both supporting of healthy lifestyles so that you can live a long life and live a healthy long life. But then when the end does come, is coming, to figure out how, in a caring way, we can, again, support individuals and families. So I think there's a lot we can, with no controversy, that we can and should be doing on that.
Two of your bills were signed by President Obama, the STEM Education Act, the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and the Gold Star Fathers Act. Want to tell us a little about both of them?
Absolutely. Well, I'm very excited to tell you about both of them, because as you may have noticed, there's not a lot of bipartisan work happening in Congress.
Right.
There have been about 70 bills signed by the president in this Congress since January, and two of them are mine a couple of weeks ago. One, the STEM Education Act, which I think you and I have talked about before, is a bipartisan effort with the Republican chairman of the Science Committee, Lamar Smith from Texas, that he and I put together that increases status and approach to computer science, which, as we know now, is, you know, essential in almost every field, and raises that up within the National Science Foundation and the Department of Education, and ensures that we're doing a better job of equipping all of our students to have computer science skills, and then more support for master teachers of the science, technology, engineering, and math fields. We found a lot of times teachers may need more support and assistance to be the best possible teachers in the STEM fields. And so this is an important initiative. The president signed it a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's going to really help make a difference for our students in the classroom.
You, of course, are a woman. Girls have a rap of being not given equal opportunity in science. Does any of what you're doing, you think, open that all up?
Well, I've been doing a lot of work on encouraging participation for the workforce of the future, which we know is 60% women and people of color. So if you look traditionally in the tech fields in recent years, it's been overwhelmingly white and overwhelmingly male. And that doesn't reflect our country.
No.
And so as a competitiveness matter for America, it's vital that we have every student coming through having these powerful tools at hand. But it also makes a great deal of economic sense, and frankly, it's just the right thing. So I'm doing a lot of work on encouraging girls and children of color, underrepresented populations, to get involved. And there's a lot of interest in the business community. I put together a STEM workforce, and particularly focus on girls and kids of color, advisory committee. An advisory board within my district, and it reflects people from education at all levels. We have folks from the business community, from the research community, postdocs, to really see what we can do better, both in the state of Connecticut and nationally. And there's a lot of outside groups, too. I've got the Girl Scouts of America is deeply involved in this. So lots of different people involved, AAUW, the American Association of University Women. So a lot of good allies and finding out what the best programs are and making sure we're utilizing them.
We have about 2 minutes, Elizabeth.
Sure. Well, the other bill we haven't talked about is my Gold Star Fathers bill, which is about equity in a different way. If folks remember back to World War II, women who had lost sons in combat were recognized by Gold Star mother status. But in the modern era, we now have people like my niece who served in Afghanistan for a year, and I can assure you if she had been killed while she was serving this country, that my brother-in-law would have wept and been in just as much pain and grief as my sister-in-law. So this bill allows Gold Star fathers as well as mothers to receive recognition and to be able to utilize the veterans hiring preference in federal jobs, which mothers have long been able to do. So it's an equity issue recognizing our modern military fighting force, as well as modern families in which both men and women care deeply about their children. Not that they haven't, they always have, but we now are able to recognize it.
I have a minute here. Were you proud when your niece decided to serve?
Very proud. Very proud of her. She actually, I have a flag in my office from Election Day that she flew in Afghanistan.
Oh, that's
very proud of her.
Well, that's really very nice. Well, Elizabeth Esty, Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District, always nice and wonderful to talk to somebody who is not only incredibly bright, but also nice. So when we come back the next time.
Can you tell my children that?
Right. When we come back the next time, we got plenty of other things to talk about. But the one that's really ticking me off is the lack of movement on the positive train control. And we had a deadline. So we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much.